They told us to give a disclaimer. The views expressed on this podcast are those of the podcasters, any guests, and do not reflect any of the management, owners, sponsorships, or employees of thereof. Pretty much, if you're soft, don't listen to this podcast.
One thing I pride myself on is just being the same and trying to look out for my folks along the way.
Like, even with all these, you know, big things happening, like, you still mad humble and you still, like, you have enough clout now where you could easily be like, I'm not fucking with this. I'm not fucking with that.
Oh, yeah, motherfuckers. It's on.
Oh, yeah. Back at it with another funky one. It's Dre Rocca. And guess what? I have a very special quick little interview I did with recording artist Chris Calico, and I was really excited to do this one because I know that he likes wrestling, I like wrestling, and I had to ask him a few questions, including his relationship with the great one, the people's champ, The Rock. Yeah, not only that, but find out who he's been writing with and how many plaques he got and so much more in this interview. I hope you enjoy it. If you do, share it with a friend, tell a friend about it. Enjoy. Dre Rocca Unrestricted. Now today I got a very special guest with me, somebody that is on the Go Off tour right now. They're going to be performing at Liquid Joe's. Doors open at 7 o'clock. You can get your tickets at liquidjoes.ticketsauce.com. Vin J, Locksmith, and my man on the phone right now, Chris Calico.
Hey,
there he is. Now, Chris, man, you've been doing this thing for 20 plus years, man. You've been coming to Utah, and I know Utah has a lot of love for you. Now, what does Utah mean to Chris Calico?
Man, when I think of Utah, I think of selling out the Saltaire back in the day over and over and over again, even Club Vortex that y'all used to have downtown, several different clubs, man. It feels like home, man. I tell my homies back home, I'm like, one, Salt Lake got a lot of love. Two, like 10 to 1 women to men there.
Yep.
Y'all got to come.
Hey, and baddies, though, too. Don't forget that.
Baddies, man. Y'all got some beautiful women here. A lot of really, a lot of good love, man. So I've been coming here for a long time, at least about 17 years. And this is about to be crazy. I don't think Liquid Joe's has ever seen a show like this in hip-hop. The way that I perform, the way that me and Marcus Yates, the way we do our show, it is like none other in hip-hop, man. So I'm really, really excited, man, for the Liquid Joe show tonight, that Go Off tour.
Yeah, I've been following it on social media, man. How has tour been?
Crazy. I haven't actually toured since the pandemic. This is me getting back out on the road, man, and it's been just cracking every night. We just did Denver, Colorado last night. I flew in here this morning. I flew here early and went to this breakfast spot called The Park or something like that.
Oh, it's fire.
Yes, fire, dude. I had to come here and just soak up Salt Lake a little bit before I come tear it down tonight, man. But the tour has been going amazing. Denver, another big market for me, man. So packed last night. I heard ticket sales. I heard that it's a low ticket alert, man. So they got to get their tickets right now, man.
Get them tickets right now. liquidjoes.ticketsauce.com. Again, doors open at 7 p.m. Vin J, Locksmith will be there, and of course, Chris Calico. Now, the tour is called Go Off Tour, and I know that your latest single is Go Off, and it's featuring those two artists. And correct me if I'm wrong, is this your way of being like, yo, with all due respect, I've been here, and I've been nice?
Of course. Man, hip-hop has always been antagonistic like that. It's always been, look how dope I am. You know what I'm saying? Look about jewelry, whatever. You know what I mean? But I have always specialized in just being ridiculous on that mic. You know, I've been blessed to be able to write for all types of artists. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to have the name drop, but write with and for, of course, Tech N9ne, Eminem, dude, Cardi B, E-40, Lil Wayne, T-Pain, even Rock Act, System of a Down, Korn, like I mean, over and over again, man, I've written with and for a whole lot of artists, man. And so you can imagine what my own music sounds like. So you got to come hear it in person at Liquid Joe's tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there a challenge with writing for somebody else that has a different style than you musically? I mean, because you named all those artists, and all those artists are so different from you.
I am a weirdo, dude, for some reason. For some reason, I don't know what it is. I always said I had a high functioning level of some type of like autism or something. I really do think that. For some reason, man, I can hear artists and know what they should do. Like, I can mimic what they've done, or if they want a new sound, I can see where they should have gone, where they should go, and write for them. You know what I mean? Whether it's women, men, rock, rap, country. I've even written, you know, several country songs in the last couple of years too. So now, nah, man, I don't know what it is, man. It's just a blessing that I'm able to pick up whatever style they have and run with it.
I love the creativity, man. And I love what you've been doing on social media too. So I just want to highlight the team, man. I don't know who in your team is helping you out or if it's just you, but man, the socials have been great. The promotions have been great. And a lot of artists, they forget about the promotion part, right? And they think that it's just do the song and throw it out there to live. But you're actually promoting it very, very nicely. And I love it, man. Congrats on that.
Thank you, brother. Yeah, you have to do that. Without marketing, you will fail in the music industry. I can tell you that right now. You have to market. Most of it's me. I have a camera guy with me on the road, but most of the promotion that I do is just me. I shoot it, edit it, because I have these ideas. I told you I'm crazy, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just have all these ideas, man, and I put them into my social. So if you're not following me, KRIZZ, and any search engine should pull me up, the one with the blue check.
That's right. It's Dre Rocka, Unrestricted Chris Calico on the phone with his Go Off Tour, which is making a Utah stop at Liquid Joe's tonight, 1249 East, 3300 South in Salt Lake City. Doors open at 7, so get those tickets. They got them at the door, but if you want to not wait at the door, you can get them at liquidjoes.ticketsauce.com. Now, Chris, you've been doing this thing for a very long time. You said coming to Salt Lake for 17-plus years. How do you still fall in love with it? Now, I know you've been off with the pandemic and whatnot, but was it pulling teeth to get you back on the road, or were you excited?
Both. It was pulling teeth at first because I was just used to making, you know, music at home. I do a lot of other things too, of course, writing and producing and stuff. But I love the fans. I love getting love from the fans. I love seeing their faces when they. I love new fans too when they haven't ever seen me before and they're like, "What am I watching right now? This is crazy." You know what I mean? So it wasn't much convincing, man. I was ready to get back and definitely. Somewhere like Salt Lake that has shown me love over and over again, man, for all of these years. So.
Absolutely. You've been seeing kind of what's been going on in hip hop. You know, there's that competitive aspect of hip hop is back. My question for you is there a line that you don't cross when battling on wax?
Yes. I'm going to put it out there right now. Chris Brown, I done met him a couple of times. He's good. The Takeoff line that when he did his diss to Quavo, the Takeoff line that he said when he died, when everybody wished it was you, too far, dog, too far. I would put it like this, too far for me. I would never take it there. And if somebody said that to me, you know, I don't know. Yeah. I think it would result in possibly more than just rap battles. I think that. I'm a bit of a conspiracy theorist, and I'm in the industry, so I don't know this, but I think that they're all in it together. I think that everybody knows exactly what they're doing. I don't think they're enemies. I don't think it's going to be bloodshed. I don't think it's going to be nothing like that. I think everybody knows exactly what they're doing, and they know that it's good for the ecosystem of hip-hop. It's got everybody's attention on all of the big-name rappers. I think they know exactly what they're doing, and none of these dudes are enemies. Let me tell it.
Now, I was just talking to my friend about this because we're big WWE guys over here, and I was like, there's more money in creating a plot and creating a storyline and creating a villain and a heel and a babyface to just let this moment to just bypass, right? So I agree with you 100%.
Yep, and there's more money in negativity too, man.
One thing that
when I put up positive posts, like people wanted me to be for years, and that ain't really what I do, man. I just do good music for people to enjoy. You know, I've been people's therapy a lot because I've talked about a lot of challenging issues. Plus, I got parties and the drinking song and the club bangers. But I think I'm just here to entertain, man. Like that ain't it. Just ain't me.
Yeah, I feel you. Was that the influence for Chris Speaks?
Absolutely. Absolutely, man, because people always said I saved their lives with my words and my music. So, and I've always been somebody that encouraged everybody on the road, the fans, the people that out of the little old lady in the grocery store or wherever, you know what I mean? And so I took it to do a thing I got called Keynote Concert. Mm-hmm. Keynote Concert, I go out and I speak and do music. It's like a really, really unique presentation. And I go out and do that at concerts and conventions, colleges, for hospitals, different things like that, man. So, yeah, man, I'm here to help. never to harm, but that's usually not as popular. People want to see people beefing. And the messed up thing is I got them. I got the bars. I can do it. I can do it. I just choose to use my superpower for good, you know?
Yeah, man, there's something to be said about that when a person has all the means to do exactly what the people want, but to hold back, right? To hold back and be like, nah, that's not my character. You know what I mean? That's not who I am. That's not what I want. And I'm a big believer in you are what you do in life, right? You are what you receive and you are what you give. So I think you giving that positive you know, affirmations and knowledge and voice, I think that's only going to come back to you, man. And I look forward to see what Chris Speaks evolves into, because I see this thing being more than just influential sayings or posts. Like, have you ever thought about doing your own type of podcast type of thing?
Yeah, I've been toiling with it for a while, toiling with the idea for a minute, if I wanted to do a podcast. And I don't know, man. I got so many things rocking, man. I also do music for TV, movies, video games. And it's like, dude, I also got to be a husband and a dad, too. So it's like, man, finding time to do all of this, man. You know what I mean? And plus, it ain't all. I still want to make them slappers.
Yeah.
I still want to make them slaps, dude, because that's what I primarily perform. I got a section in the show where I perform my emotional stuff that people really love, but I'm all about putting them slaps on stage, man. So they got to come out and check me out tonight, man. I can't wait, man.
Exactly. Liquid Joe's tonight. Doors open at 7 o'clock. Liquidjoes.ticketsauce.com. Now, you mentioned you're a family man, and I won't take too much more of your time, but you mentioned that you were a family man. What was it like creating Ear House with your wife?
It's amazing, man. She's super sharp. She's like, she doesn't know how to turn it off. She's an absolute monster with business. She's got all kinds of business degrees and stuff, but just, you know, she's been around the industry for a long time. So who better, man? She's got my best interest at heart. She makes sure all of those, all them checks get signed. And she makes sure I get to where I need to get to. I told her I wanted to come fly to Salt Lake because my guys were riding in the tour bus. And she was like, boom, had the ticket booked. And I was on the flight in the next, like, 2 hours. So, and this was, like, dang near in the middle of the night. She takes care of everything, man. So I couldn't have a better partner. Plus, she's fine too, and she's body. So it's like, I'm blessed. When I tell you, I'm blessed.
Yeah,
I'm blessed, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I do a segment on the show called Rock the Mic, and I give local artists an opportunity to, you know, hear their stories and even play their latest songs. Now, what is something that Chris Calico can tell a growing artist? Maybe some advice.
I'm going to tell you three things real fast. There's three important elements to a big song, to hit songs. I've been able to write 13 gold and platinum songs. The beat is the most important. If you think just the dope, how dope you can rap is the most important, it is not. And that's coming from somebody that I done rapped on songs with Eminem. You know what I mean? But the me rapping is not the most important part of the song. The beat is the most important part of the song. The second most important part is your hook. It's the hook, and the last important thing is the verses and how good you can rap. That's real. If you don't believe me, look at what wins in the top 40 and all of that. It's not the most lyrical. There's only going to be a couple of J. Cole's and Kendrick's and stuff like that, man. Most of the stuff that wins is going to be the beat, the hook, and you know, and your verses are last. And this is no shade, but if you don't believe me, that's why there's a Sexy Red and people like this that aren't going to be considered lyrical geniuses, but are making slaps. Mm-hmm. And I love it. You think I ain't out here rocking? Yeah, go. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That beat and that hook is all you need. Yeah, go. Mm-hmm. That's all everybody knows. So you have to concentrate on your beat. It has to be an absolute monster. It needs to be able to stand alone with no words on it. And then the hook, and then your verse.
Perfect, man. That's advice from Chris Calico. Now, before we wrap this thing up, I do this segment called This or That, a little nod to Black Sheep, all right? I'm going to give you two options. You got to pick one, okay? There's no down the middle, all right?
Okay.
Rapid fire. Okay. Tacos or pizza?
Jesus. Why would you do that? I'm going to go pizza and I eat vegetables. Nah, I'm going to go tacos. Tacos, sorry. Tacos.
All right. Car or truck?
Truck. I only drive pickup truck.
What truck do you drive?
I drive a big Ram. Matter of fact, I just totaled it 2 days before the tour. I drive a 2024 Dodge Ram. I drove a 2024 Dodge.
Oh, that made you when sick.
When I
get home,
I gotta get a new truck when I get home because something crazy went on, man, and I crashed my truck into a pole.
Man, well, I'm glad you're good, man. I'm glad you're good. I wanna get a Ford Raptor, so that's on my bucket list.
Yeah, man, the Raptor, dude. Gotta have a pickup. You gotta put the lift on it, man. I gotta put that lift on there. So truck definitely.
All right. Next one. Solo or group session in the studio?
Solo. I never have anybody in the studio. Even all the years I did stuff with Tech, we rarely were in the studio at the same time. And I built the studio at my house, and it's just me down there in my drawers recording.
Some Hanes. Chris is a tidy whitey guy.
Yep. No, I ain't some tidy whitey. Boxers and t-shirts, flip-flops. I'm down there recording all the hits just like that.
Do you have a candle going? Is there a candle?
I do not.
Oh, okay.
All
right.
I don't, but I do got LEDs all around my studio, so it's glowing.
I got to have glowing a candle. Down there, but
no, man. I used to do all of that, man. I don't do no preparation. I turn the lights on. When I turn the lights on, the LEDs come on, and it's time to rock.
It's go mode. All right. Podcasts or music?
Podcast. Weirdly enough, even though I'm a musician, I rarely listen to music. I listen to mostly podcasts, mostly about financial success. And, you know what I'm saying, and just motivational stuff, you know, to always be the best version of myself. That's mostly what I listen to. Mm.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee. Love it. I love both. Everything you're saying is so hard because I love both of those. I love tacos and pizza. I love music and podcasts. I do not love cars. I only love trucks. But dude, everything you're saying is like it's hard for me to select, but.
We're one and the same, and this next one is going to determine if we're one and the same for me and you. Halloween okay. or Christmas?
Christmas.
Oh, we're one and the same, brother. We are one and the same. Did that change becoming a father, or have you always been a Christmas guy?
I've always been a Christmas guy. Halloween was always fun, but that's kind of like I outgrew Halloween. I never really outgrew Christmas. You know what I'm saying? I outgrew Halloween a little bit. And my kids, you know, and Halloween ain't the same. When I was a kid, we trick-or-treated in the neighborhood. Now it's like trunk or treat, and you got to go somewhere safe because it's all kind of craziness going on. But, yeah, Christmas, man, I love to give. I'm not a great receiver. I've always been a great giver, though, man.
Awesome.
I feel like God made me a servant of this world. So I'm here to serve, dog.
Yeah, no doubt. Movies or series?
Series. I rarely ever watch movies. I binge watch series. I just was on a plane binge watching a series of The Resident right now. I love shows, man. That's my thing.
Video games or board games?
Video games, dude. I was raised up in the 90s, man. So I like, it was all video games to me. I still play. Somebody could still get it on 2K right now.
I'm excited for the new NCAA they're bringing back finally. So.
Oh, they are? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's official. Snoop put a whole campaign together. They're bringing it back.
Nice. Nice. I'm down. I'm going to get that.
All right. UFC or WWE?
WWE, dog. Mm-hmm. The theatrics, I have to say that because I got a lot of my persona on stage from wrestling.
Was there
just
any?
How energetic I am I'm on stage.
Was there any athlete that you maybe gravitated to more than the other?
In WWE?
Yeah.
The Rock, dog. Come on.
Okay.
The Rock, man. He's a superstar. I always felt like I was a superstar, man, even when I was a little kid. I always gravitated towards the superstars and mimicked what they did. So, yeah, The Rock, definitely, man.
Please tell me you're watching now. Are you watching now? Are you watching the story now?
I'm not, man. I'm not really paying attention. I had to get ready for tour, and I saw it was going down. I've seen him return to WrestleMania, and Rock is actually a big fan of mine, man. I tweeted him. He tweeted out one time because we got on me and Tech a song on the WWE video game, and I was like, man, good looking. And he quoted me back some lyrics of mine from an old song, and I didn't even remember. I was like, what is that? He's quoting me. And it was from my song from, like, 15 years ago.
Wow.
He's like, dude, I've been a big fan, brother. I work out to your music. I was like, whoa.
Woo! See, me, I'm such a stan. I would have printed that out and had that up right next to the gold platinum plaque.
Bro, I tripped off of it. I reposted it. But yeah, man, that was I'd love to meet him, man. I never had a chance to meet him. But yeah, Rock told me he was a big fan, man. That was an honor.
I hope when tour's over, or maybe you get a chance to watch a SmackDown or a Raw on tour. I'm telling you, bro, the Bloodline, that whole thing with The Rock, it's getting so good. It's so good right now.
Seen him smacking people. I follow him, so I've seen him hitting people with belts. And oh, man. I was like, this dude's going crazy right now.
Oh, he's Hill Rock right now. He's Versace'd out Rocky right now. It's great.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right. Tight. Last one here, Chris. Simpsons or Family Guy?
Got to go with Family Guy, dog.
Oh, see, we split, man. Simpsons, I'm OG, man.
Simpsons is good. Simpsons is not as funny as Family Guy, though. Simpsons has a lot of good moments. Of course, it's the longest standing freaking series, I think, ever. But, man, the one-liners, man, for Family Guy. I'm Family Guy and American Dad, for real.
Okay, yeah, I never rocked with American Dad, but Family Guy is definitely up there. You know, you can't go wrong with Stewie, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man, you can't go wrong with Stewie. You can't go wrong with any of the characters on there, but I like Peter and how he throws it back, like, to the, and he's always got those, reminds me of the time when I was in the eyes, just a little sequence, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Chris, man, I've taken way too much of your time, man, and the people, they need to go get the tickets right now. LiquidJoes.TicketSauce.com for the go-off tour happening tonight. Doors open at 7 p.m. See Chris Calico live in concert. It's a show like you haven't seen. I've been following on social media, like I said, and it looks incredible. Chris, you got any other anything else you want to tell the people?
Man, they know a lot about me. They even know what kind of food I eat, what car I drive, shows I watch. And they know everything about me, man. All they got to do is follow me, man. KRIZZ on any search engine. And it's pronounced Chris, even though people think it's Chris. It's Chris still. And yeah, just follow me and you're going to see a lot of exciting stuff, man. Just follow my journey, my Patreon, my YouTube, whatever, man, my TikTok, my Instagram, which I'm mostly on, so. That's it, man. Cali, baby.
There you go, brother. I hope you have a great rest of your tour, and I appreciate your time.
Hey, man. Thanks a lot, brother.
All right, yep. Peace. What a dope time, man. What a cool guy. Chris Calico. I keep on adding the Z's just because when I read his name, that's how I say it. But I know it's Chris, but Chris sound. I mean, it sounds the same. I apologize if I offended you, Chris. Now, if you go and watch the show, whether if you watch it in Salt Lake City or if you go watch him live at a different state, tag me in your photos and your videos. I want to see them. And make sure you share this with a friend if you enjoyed it. Yeah, I'm out. Peace.